Imagine taking a simple quiz about global poverty, education, and health, and scoring worse than if a chimpanzee had randomly selected answers. Sounds impossible? Yet when people worldwide, from Nobel laureates to medical professionals, took Hans Rosling's Global Facts quiz, that's exactly what happened. We're not just uninformed about the state of the world, we're systematically wrong in predictable ways. Why? Our brains evolved to pay attention to threats and dramatic stories, not gradual improvements in statistical trends. When asked what percentage of the world's one-year-olds are vaccinated against measles, most guess around 20%. The correct answer? Over 80%. When asked about extreme poverty trends over 20 years, most believe the number has doubled. In reality, it's been cut in half. This isn't just academic confusion. It's a dramatic worldview that distorts our understanding of reality. We see catastrophe, division, and hopelessness while overlooking gradual, positive developments. The gap between perception and reality isn't random. It follows patterns that affect everyone, regardless of education or profession. What makes factfulness so powerful is that it doesn't just correct our facts, it examines why our thinking goes astray and offers practical tools to see the world more clearly. Bill Gates was so impressed, he gifted the book to all U.S. college graduates one year. The question is, are you ready to discover how much better the world is than you think? Hans Rosling challenged our gap instinct, the tendency to divide the world into developed versus developing countries. This binary thinking misrepresents reality. Today, 76% of people live in middle-income countries, with only 9% in extremely poor countries, level 1, and 15% in the wealthiest nations, level 4. Rosling's framework categorizes countries by daily income, level 1, $0 to $2, level 2, $2 to $8, level 3, $8 to $32, and level 4, over $32. Most people aren't desperately poor or wealthy. They're in the middle, affording basics like bicycles and education, but not luxuries. When we speak of them versus us, we miss crucial distinctions. Nigeria and Nepal may both be developing, yet face entirely different challenges. To overcome this instinct, look for the majority in the middle and question binary divisions. The world exists as a complex continuum of economic progress. Our negativity instinct, noticing bad more than good, creates persistent pessimism that contradicts reality. Data reveals dramatic improvements, extreme poverty halved in 20 years, plummeting child mortality, global life expectancy reaching 72 years, and surging girls' education rates. Yet most believe these indicators are worsening. This disconnect stems from romanticizing the past, media's focus on problems, and the false belief that acknowledging progress equals complacency. We must distinguish between bad and better. While 800 million people living on less than $2 per day is tragic, this represents a dramatic decline from 2 billion in recent decades. Expect bad news in headlines while recognizing that gradual improvements often go unreported. Progress doesn't minimize current problems. It proves that human efforts can create meaningful change. Our instinct sees trends as straight lines continuing indefinitely, but reality follows different patterns. Hans Rosling's analysis of UN population projections revealed that apparent unstoppable growth was actually slowing, following an S-curve toward 11 billion. This growth stems not from high birth rates, which have stabilized, but from increased longevity. As healthcare improved child survival, families naturally had fewer children across cultures. Key curve patterns. S-bends, slow start, rapid rise, plateau, technology adoption. Slides, steep initial decline, leveling gradually, fertility rates. Humps, rise followed by fall, traffic deaths. Doubling lines, exponential growth, compound interest. For example, vaccination rates in developing countries follow an S-bend, starting slowly, accelerating, then plateauing near 100%. When analyzing trends, consider, will this continue linearly or bend? What factors might change its direction? What historical patterns exist? As a young doctor, Hans Rosling rushed to treat a supposed Russian fighter pilot, only to find a Swedish pilot with a nosebleed. His red-stained handkerchief had triggered an instinctive fear response. This illustrates our fear instinct, how our brains overreact to frightening things. While this instinct helped our ancestors survive, it now distorts our risk assessment. Our brains particularly overreact to physical harm, contamination, and imprisonment, which media and politicians often exploit. Consider terrorism. Despite extensive media coverage, it causes less than 0.1% of global deaths, fewer than traffic accidents or falls. After Fukushima, fear-driven evacuations caused 1,600 stress-related deaths while radiation killed no one. The issue isn't that fears are unfounded, but that our instinctive reactions often don't match actual danger levels. We fear sharks, but not cars, terrorism, but not diabetes, nuclear meltdowns, but not climate change. To control the fear instinct, calculate actual risks when frightened and recognize when media exploits our tendency toward fear. This helps redirect focus toward genuine dangers rather than perceived ones. Hans Rosling discovered the size instinct, our tendency to misjudge magnitude and proportions while working in Mozambique, where many patients died in unreachable villages. Raw numbers deceive without context. 4.2 million babies died last year seems catastrophic until compared to 14.4 million decades ago. Our brains struggle with large numbers and perspective. To control this instinct, compare numbers to meaningful benchmarks. Child deaths over time, terrorism versus traffic fatalities. The Vietnam War Memorial illustrates this. 58,220 American names beside a plaque noting 3 million Vietnamese deaths, revealing stark proportional differences. Rates often matter more than absolutes. CO2 emissions per person, not country totals, expose wealthy nations' true impact. Global population follows a PIN code of 1114 billion. America's 1, Europe 1, Africa 1, and Asia 4. Understanding proportions is crucial. Misreading them risks focusing on dramatic but minor issues while missing larger problems. The destiny instinct? Believe in cultures are unchangeable and certain countries are destined to remain poor or oppressive, ignores how societies evolve over time. When Rosling's Swedish students assumed Iranian women had 5 to 6 children each, the actual number was 2.1, nearly matching Sweden's 1.9. This revealed how assumptions can blind us to social transformation. This instinct leads to false predictions about development, gender equality, and democracy. Data shows birth rates fall as child survival improves and women gain education. Values shift between generations. Sweden illustrates this perfectly. Now known for progressive values, it was deeply conservative a century ago, with contraception discussions taboo in the 1960s. Within one lifetime, its culture transformed completely. To overcome this mindset, recognize that gradual changes compound over time. Small annual shifts of 1 to 2% create dramatic transformations across decades. Young people often reflect these cultural changes first. Assuming cultures can't change breeds fatalism and missed opportunities, causing us to overlook local movements working toward education and equality.